Aircheckdownloads.com.
Coming to you live from the studios at Pink Control. This is Stephen Pink. It's 10:15. Remember, anything you want to tell me, anything you want to say, this is the telephone number. Even I've got to get used to this. It's 0870-202-8000. 0870-202-8000 will get you through to the studio. A patient is suing a doctor because the doctor's stethoscope was too cold. I'll tell you more about that later. A man who got his private parts trapped in a grid has had his manly bits removed. If you want to know more about that, keep listening. In fact, these are the stories you'll be reading in your papers tomorrow morning. Country music singers in America are selling their sweat to fans for 30 quid a bottle. What they do is they collect the sweat using special pads under the arms. Would you pay 30 quid for a bottle of Dolly Parton sweat? Dolls which show President Bush shooting Bin Laden are currently the hottest selling thing in the United States. And a man in Scotland who's been drinking his own urine for 10 years says his sex drive has never been better. Lovely. Hey, girls, what a turn on. A man whose breath smells of piss.
Across the UK, this is Steve Pink.
Not me, him.
Hey, sister, go, sister.
Hello, Terry. Hello, Terry.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. This is Terry James, everyone. Terry, why are you calling us?
I was just listening to your testicle story, and it happened to me, believe me, exactly like what you said.
Oh, God, Terry, isn't it unbelievable?
Yeah, it is. Hey, I thought a toothache was serious, but damn.
But, I mean,
believe me.
They really squeeze it, and they really go for it, don't they?
Yeah, I thought I had testicle cancer or something, well, you know, the doctor even says, hey, maybe your underwear is too loose or something, you know, you get those little things dangling, maybe they tie into a knot or something.
Well, when it started, Terry, as chaps tend to do, you know, I thought, well, I've just banged it,
yeah.
And then it got, shall we say, it got bigger and more painful.
Yeah.
It was my wife who said, look, you're gonna have to go. And, but it was, I mean, you would think, wouldn't you, Terry, that a doctor would have an understanding of pain? But he didn't. I mean, oh my God, he's gone. He's obviously in pain.
With more Pink than any other station, this is Steve Pink.
So, a lot of listeners will be wondering how the conditions apply.
He's the guy the men want to be, and the women want to provocatively rub themselves against.
Is this right?
Steve Pink.
By the way, if you're feeling lethargic, no energy, and you basically feel tired, can I just say, wait till you have kids, and you'll feel like that all the time. Story today about somebody trying to blackmail Russell Crowe with some tape or other. Can I just say, if there's anybody out there with any tapes of ex-friends that you'd like me to blackmail on your behalf, just let me know. Either describe the contents of the tape, or better still, just send me the tape. Remember, if you want someone blackmailing, you've come to the right place. And now, on the Steve Pink Show, can we all join hands and wish good luck to our very own Tim Henman? Now, I just want to say, Tim, there's no pressure. England football team knocked out of the World Cup, so obviously the mood of the country since Friday slightly subdued. So it's now up to you, Tim, to lift the mood of the whole country. It will be the only talking point tomorrow. Tim Henman begins his attempt to become Britain's first male Wimbledon champion for about 500 years. So bearing that in mind, that the job of lifting the country's spirits is solely down to you, Tim, get a good night's sleep, old son. Oasis, 10:32. Use these numbers now. All right, if you want to call the show, the telephone number is 0870-202-8000. Call us anytime you like, 0870-202-8000. Want to fax me? It's 0870-800-958. You can email the show. It's studio at stevepink.com. Hello, Mick!
Hello, how you doing?
How you doing?
Good you're back.
Well, that's very nice. Why are you calling, Mick?
Your particular story is on about testicular problems.
Oh, it was terrible, Mick. terrible, I'm telling you.
Yeah, exactly.
So you've been there yourself?
Yes, about 17 years ago now.
But it wasn't serious, was it, Mick?
It wasn't. It didn't sort of turn out that way, but it was serious enough at the time, as you can sort of appreciate.
Absolutely.
But you had one luxury, I didn't. You said you had yours scanned.
Well, yeah. Well, first of all, he sends me to this special. I go to the GP, and the GP, without saying a word to me, has a little prod, and then picks up the phone immediately, rings this specialist at some hospital in Windsor, and says, "Can you go right now?" You start to panic, don't you?
Exactly the same sort of thing. I went to the GP, and he said, "Like, go along to your local hospital. There's a specialist there," and I did that, and. But the scan back then, we're talking about 17 years ago, was he had a torch. And he shone it through it. But he dragged it down to my knee first so he can get the torch underneath it and see through it. And it was roughly the same sort of size. But then, to put the cherry on the cake, he got a needle out.
What did he do with that?
Straight in.
No!
And sort of drained off what was urine.
Oh, my word.
And that, you're talking about pain. Oh, man. I walked out of there like John Wayne.
did he give you any warning that he was going to do it?
Yeah, he did, actually. Well, no, I said to him, is this going to hurt? And he said, no. And then he went, boom, straight in. As you can imagine, I hit the roof. And he said, you should never believe a doctor.
Well, believe me, Mick, I never will ever again. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Steve. How you doing?
Is that your real voice?
Yes, it is, yes.
You know, you're putting that on.
I'm not.
Have you got a swollen testicle?
No, I haven't. No,
you sound like you have.
Aircheckdownloads.com.